Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, June 5th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. The big news item today, of course, was Microsoft's announcement yesterday that it is going to remove and blacklist three intermediate certificate authorities. We covered this in yesterday's podcast, so just as a quick update here, we haven't seen any kind of ill effects of this patch so far. The intermediate certificates that were affected apparently were able to sign not just code signing certificates, but also regular SSL certificates, which of course would allow them to be used for man-in-the-middle attacks. And so far, no use of this certificate outside of Flame has been made known. So in short, apply the patch. Don't really see a reason not to do it. It's certainly a very important patch. I wouldn't say that the use being limited to Flame makes this patch or this issue less severe. We really have no details at this point what exactly happened with the certificate authorities, why they were used for Flame or to sign components off Flame. So there's always a possibility that an attacker, if they have a weapon like this, they're sort of going out for a big rush once they see that the value of this particular certificate is going to be diminished very soon. If, on the other hand, you do experience any issues with this particular patch, then please let us know. Another news item that didn't really get a ton of coverage, but certainly some coverage, was the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre on June 4th, 89. Turns out that this led to a number of censorship actions within China. I had problems calling China on Skype, not sure if that was related, but also a number of keywords were evidently blocked inside China. One sort of interesting odd thing was that the Shanghai Stock Index dropped by 89.64 points, which 89, of course, being the year of Tiananmen, and then June 4th, 64 being of some significance there. Not really sure whether that was just an accident. Of course, Chinese are very much into numerology and such. There were some accusations that this was caused by manipulation of the stock market. And as a reminder of how efficient and small some of the commercial malware can be, the Danish security company CSIS did a nice analysis of a Trojan they call Tiny Banker or Tinba, which injects itself in the browser. So it does a man-in-the-browser attack to intercept banking traffic. It will be able to modify requests to banking websites and the response coming back, has a command control system that uses RC4 encryption and only weighs in at 20 kilobyte. And of course, antivirus coverage isn't all that great for Tiny Banker either. And Google recently implemented Bouncer to check new Android applications being uploaded to the Android market, or Google Play, how it's called now. Well, two researchers, Oberheide and Miller, were playing with that and found some interesting issues with the way Bouncer is analyzing malware. Now, Bouncer is just a script that runs through the malware and essentially looks for malicious behavior. Now, one thing, for example, they found is all the requests that are being sent by Bouncer to websites they set up, they essentially acted as command and control servers, came from the same IP address block. So for an attacker, for example, it wouldn't be too hard to return good responses to Google, but malicious responses to actual users. Also, they found that you could sign up for a Google Play account and submit applications without actually having a valid credit card or any other information that would identify you as a real person. And finally, Adobe released two bulletins, one affecting Adobe Photoshop, the other affecting Illustrator. These are the desktop applications, the expensive commercial applications, so not the free Adobe software like PDF Reader or such that everybody has installed. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.